Live from Studio G here in the heart of America, I'm Steve Gruber. Thank you for being here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'm fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom every single day, being brutally honest because, look, somebody's got to tell you the truth. I'm the guy to do it. Happy to be here to do that for you. Three big things for you to know right now. Number one, Joe Biden is going to go on the campaign trail. That's pretty shocking, actually. He's going to stop in Saginaw, Michigan in the days to come. Number two, the CDC unveils updated COVID guidelines. It's hoping that you're going to pay attention this time around. I'm not sure you're going to comply this time either. And number three, State of the Union address. On the end of this ridiculous budget deal, I'll get to the State of the Union, but I've been going through this line by line. This spending deal that was passed by Congress, and it really is jaw-dropping. Hundreds of billions of dollars and $13 billion in earmarks. And didn't we get rid of earmarks? Yes, we did back during the Tea Party days, but like so many things, you know, it got pushed aside. Democrats voted to reinstate earmarks in 2021, and it didn't take long for Republicans to come along drooling, waiting to spend your money as fast as they could. So that happened. 6,000 earmarks costing $13 billion. And I'm going to go through some again in case you missed it in the first couple of hours. $1.4 million for a solar energy project in Wisconsin. A solar energy project in Wisconsin. $1.4 million. Wisconsin, one of the places that is least suited for solar energy. But they're going to get $1.5 million. $3.5 million for Debbie Stabenow. Why? For the Detroit Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is just welfare, folks. Just welfare with your money, just handing out massive chunks of money. $2.5 million that will help build a kayaking facility in Franklin, New Hampshire. Wow, really? We need a kayaking facility worth $2.5 million. How about this one? You'll love this one. $2.7 million for a bike park in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. Population, 2,300 people. Rick Scott of Florida, the senator, points out, for that kind of money, you could buy every resident a $1,200 state-of-the-art e-bike. A $1,200 bike for everybody for that kind of money. That's right. No way we need this kind of money. Oh, and Senator Lindsey Graham, you know, Mr. Fiscally Responsible. Weasel. Lindsey Graham's a weasel. A feckless weasel who sometimes raises his voice and tries to act like he knows what's going on. 8 earmarks for Lindsey, $33 million in all for South Carolina. Yeah, let's see, things that'll never get used by you. How about a new trail, a new hiking trail at Coastal Carolina University? An ROTC facility at the University of South Carolina. And in Alaska, Lisa Murkowski got the Alaska King Crab Enhancement Project for just $4 million. You know, we got rid of earmarks, but like I said, Democrats voted to reinstate those things in 2021, and you, congratulations, get to pay the bill. Good for you. We're only $34 trillion in debt, another $1 trillion every 100 days, $3 trillion this year and next year. We're on our way to $50 trillion in debt, something we cannot ever possibly pay, ever, unless we sold California, which I would consider at this point. Although California is beautiful. I don't want to sell it. I just want to throw the idiots out. That'd take a lot of money there. How about earmarks for throwing out the idiots? I'm going to put this where it belongs, by the way, in the trash can. Let's see here. The CDC, like I said, CDC is unveiling updated COVID guidelines, and this comes after I explained to you that Chip Roy is putting it through a bill that would allow Americans to sue COVID-19 manufacturers for vaccine injuries. It'll never make it through. All their big pals and big pharma will never let it happen. All that money that flows through that influences what happens, what actually happens in Washington, will never allow that to happen, ever. No, that'll never happen. Let's see here. The CDC updating COVID guidelines. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this is from Washington, D.C., The U.S. Centers for Prevention, Disease Control and Prevention recently revised its COVID-19 isolation guidelines, marking a significant shift in approach after 4 years of pandemic response. The updated recommendations released Friday bring the COVID guidelines more in line with those of other respiratory infections like flu or RSV, you know, the same stuff that it really was. Individuals who test positive for COVID-19 don't need to refrain from attending school or work if they've been fever-free for 24 hours. If you don't have a fever, go do your thing. A departure from previous guidelines and maintenance and guidance. So, what have we learned here? That it was never what they told us it was. That's what we've learned here, that it was never what they said. They exaggerated, they lied to us. Got us all whipped into a fever and then herded us into, you know, different pens and see how far they could take us. Well, the problem with their little trial run is now we know, and the answer going forward is no, hell no. I'll never do that again. You know what? If I die of some funky disease, then I die of some funky disease. Remember, the leading cause of death in America? Life. We all got to go sometime, my friend, and I'm not doing it again. Dane Farner, a 74-year-old liver transplant recipient from Flint, commented to Bridge Magazine on the change, highlighting that many individuals weren't following the previous guidelines anyway. Because of his own health condition, however, he continues to take precautions such as wearing a mask and avoiding large crowds. Dr. Mark Hammond, medical director for several public health departments and emergency room doctor in Michigan's Thumb, expressed support for the updated guidance if those who are sick truly follow it. Nobody's paying attention to this stuff anyway. Nobody. Seriously. And Joe Biden, coming back to Michigan, I mentioned that to you. Saginaw marks President Joe Biden's next campaign stop. It's going to happen apparently March the 14th, so a week from today. Good luck with that. Good luck with your EV push. Good luck with pushing Michigan down the rat hole. And remember, 101,000, one of the reasons he's coming, 101,000 Michigan residents voted uncommitted when Joe Biden was on the ballot last week. They're not buying Joe Biden. And it's not just because of what's going on in Israel and Gaza. It is 500,000 auto workers saying, you're killing us with this EV nonsense. Joe Biden's going to lose Michigan because of middle-class workers, not because of a war halfway around the world. Healthy cell vitamins are an essential part of my good health and Ivy's too. And no matter what you were looking for, these American-made vitamins have a formula for you. Focus and Recall, designed to keep your mind sharp. Joe Biden, you listening? The Immune Boost to keep you in top shape to battle cold and flu season. A bioactive multivitamin to keep you going strong in your active life. And a heart and vascular health formula. Even something to keep you chilled out, calm mood, chill out. Brother Shane, you hearing me? Take a look right now at HealthyCell.com. Find the right formula for your life. Check out HealthyCell.com. Save 20% by using the promo code Gruber. It's a microgel formula. You're going to like it. HealthyCell.com. All right. Coming up, Roy Aper, endocrinologist. What's going on about this push for experimental surgeries for minors? It's crazy. We'll explain coming up here on the Steve Gruber Show, so don't go anywhere.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. hometown products and hometown service, provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.